this show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. Sci-Fi Noise is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, go to deliberatenoise.com. You can email me. My email address is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You have to forgive me. I have a little bit of post-nasal drip slash allergies going on because of the weather change here in Detroit, the Detroit area. Anyway, I'm driving to work, and I just finished recording an episode of Noise Box. And as what usually happens when I do a short show, because it's only like 7 minutes long, I finish recording, I'm driving, and I start thinking of other things. And so, since this is all science fiction related, I just decided to go ahead and, why not? I have about 5, maybe 10 minutes before I have to get to work. Well, before I arrive at work, I should say. I should have already been there. But I'm staying late, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm thinking about final episodes, right? Of TV shows, how I would wrap up certain TV shows. There's a show called Downton Abbey, which is about a bunch of rich people in Britain, you know, and their household. If you saw, what was it, Mansfield Park, I believe it's like that. It even has Maggie Smith in it. You have the rich people living their life upstairs. You have the workers downstairs working to make sure that everything runs smoothly. And quite frankly, I watched this show going on 5 seasons now. It's okay. It's very well done. But there's only one way that to me that show can end. And that's where the lord of the manor ends up doing something extremely stupid and losing not only all their money, not only all his money, but all of the land that they own, you know, and they have to leave. And the last scene should be him looking back in regret with this, damn, I done fucked up look on his face, you know. So I'm thinking about Doctor Who, because, you know, Doctor Who's one of those shows that can go one of two ways, right? Either there's a very open-ended ending where it's like, okay, even though we're not going to see it, the Doctor's still out there having more adventures, sort of like the ending of Quantum Leap, right? You know, we won't be able to see any more of Sam Beckett's adventures, but we know he's out there fighting the good fight. Right, personally, I would rather see more of his adventures and know that, but hey, that's just me, you know. And with a lot of other shows, it's just like this. Like, we don't see any more of their episodes, but we know in our heart of hearts that those characters are still out there doing what they were doing, okay? However, with Doctor Who, we could leave it open-ended like that, or, you know, have him out there with the never-ending battle, or we could go in the opposite direction and have, when they decide, okay, we're done with Doctor Who, there's not going to be anymore, where what they do is have whoever their final doctor is, if Capaldi is their final doctor, right, and so we're done with the show. We're going to wrap it up. Then he should regenerate into William Hartnell. You know? he regenerates into Hartnell. And then that just leaves this whole Mobius strip of doctors, right? And they could still tell, you know, comic book or animated stories with the former doctors, because as McGann's doctor has proven, we have not seen all of the adventures of any one particular doctor, you know, because Paul McGann was in one television movie, but he was also in that the short for the 50th anniversary, where you see him regenerate, you know, and that to me is that tells us that there's a lot of other adventures that particular doctor had. I think Big Finish told stories with that doctor as well. I have yet to listen to any of the Big Finish stuff. If you are a fan of their offerings, send me a recommendation of a good one to start with, you know, if you don't mind. I'd appreciate it. Anyway, I'm about to turn into work now, so I just want to put that out there. How would you like to see Doctor Who end? You know, should he continue the fight, or should they wrap everything up? Anyway, that's Derek, DEREK, @deliberatenoise.com. Thanks.